In June again, we see a mother experience reprieve from her ongoing mental illness. It is a wonderful film, out May 6th, and one of its stars, Aussie favourite Stephen Curry, joins us now. Good morning, Stephen.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Damon dishing out the compliments.
Yeah, I know. Is that the last one I'll get? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how this works. In my family, if you get one compliment, then that's the end of them.
I might surprise drop one just like midway through the interview. So just be ready for it, okay? Brace yourself.
All right. No worries. I'm on my toes.
Now, the film was a debut for J.J. Wynlove. He wrote and directed the film. What was it like to be a part of that experience?
Oh, a joy, an absolute joy. JJ is a lovely bloke. He's such an incredibly talented writer.
Mm.
And this is a tough one because it deals with such serious issues. Of course, the issue at the centre of it is dementia and how it affects families and individuals. Mm. And he's just, from the moment I read it, I realised this guy's got a super talent at. And it's funny, I've been doing some interviews with Noni this morning, and she pointed out the great thing, which is, at times this film is really funny.
Yeah.
But it is also really heartbreaking. And it's kind of like that differentiation between the comedy and the drama, that's in life, that fine line between tragedy and comedy. And with someone like JJ, who's got such a deft touch with that, it's a joy. We knew we were in good hands, and for me personally, with people like Noni and Claudia, who I've always held in such enormous regard and had such respect for, and been so blown away by the talent thereof, it was just a no-brainer.
I'd imagine there'd be an extra amount of care as well, coming from someone who's written the film and then directed it. They'd know almost exactly what they want. It would have been a fabulous project to be a part of. It sounds like it was, from what you're saying here.
It was. And the good thing is, the good thing about JJ, he's got a really great blend of that kind of, I guess, that surety in terms of what he wants, his vision for the film, but also an ability to collaborate and a lot of filmmakers, a lot of storytellers, I guess, take a bit of a stranglehold over their stories, and fair play to them, because that's the way they want to tell the stories. But I just personally, as an actor, I love working with someone that you feel like you can actually bring a little bit of yourself, a little bit of your own experience, a little bit of your take on the character to the piece without him kind of, throwing a book at my head.
Your performance in this, as well as Claudia's, is fantastic, and the supporting cast as well. But Noni Hazlehurst is a tour de force. Are there certain roles that you've had throughout your career where you've just sat back and just kind of watched a particular actor work their magic?
Oh, look, well, this is it. This is a great example of it, that to watch Noni, and again, I was asked before, that, how do you kind of prepare for, I guess, to play the emotion of someone and a family member going through the experience of dementia. To see Noni's performance is, as you say, tour de force is probably selling it a bit short. She's so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And she's so beautifully drawn as a character. And she's flawed. She's a flawed person. June has caused a lot of tension in her own family through her own actions. And to see Noni be able to actually kind of, I guess, walk that tightrope between those two sides is so moving and so kind of, and so, as I say, heartbreaking, that you can't help but actually, it's almost like I need Noni in every scene I ever do if I want to cry.
Yeah. Right.
Basically, because she says mean stuff to me before we roll. It's funny you should ask that question, because I was thinking about that before. This is one of those films where you just have to kind of occasionally sit back and appreciate the ridiculous level of talent in Noni Hazlehurst. She's phenomenal.
God, it would be a bit overwhelming, really, wouldn't it? Just like, whoop.
Yeah.
It would be, but then the thing is, she's lovely to boot. Like, it's really annoying.
Oh,
I almost want her to have
shove off,
some
Noni.
Sort of floor. Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, you know all the words to Wheels on the Bus Go Round as well. It's like she knows everything. And yeah, she's one of those people. And you know, there is a bit of a misconception sometimes within our industry. Deal with a whole bunch of prima donnas. Mm. They exist just like they do in any industry, I suppose. But people like Noni and Claudia kind of remind you of actually how simple it is to not only be incredibly talented and successful, but also just, you know, be a truly lovely human being. So it was, yeah, nothing short of a joy.
Now, you've worked on a bunch of different projects. What's one of the most ridiculous things you've had to do for a role?
So I played Graham Kennedy in The King, which is the biopic about Graham's life. I was going to say because they had to shave just the top of my head for a comb-over towards the end,
which meant
that for 3 weeks I had to walk around basically looking like, you know, the dudes who just keep it going around the sides, but really nice and thick and lustrous. But completely shiny bald on top. My wife couldn't look at me.
Yeah, right.
Which is nice. And she hasn't looked at me since. No. But I think were you going towards my brother being in that show, by any chance?
No, but that is interesting as well. Hang on a minute.
Okay, so my brother was in The King and he played John Wesley, Graham's best friend, and the man that Graham was in love with. And so I had to hit on my own brother.
Yeah, oh my God. That's awkward.
Acting is so fabulous.
He knocked me back, but it was still quite an odd moment.
Can I just say, we're speaking to Stephen Curry, Australian actor, and Stephen, your voice is sounding particularly lovely today.
Oh, is it? Quite lustrous. Is it velvety?
Yeah, definitely. Compliment number two, there's a big tick. Go and see June again in cinemas May 6th. It will make you want to call and hug your mum and just bring your family around you. Stephen, it's a beautiful film. All the best for the release.
Thanks for having me, guys.